Roni's Own Media and RoniesOwn.com proudly present the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. Hey everybody, this is the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, I was waiting for you to say, hi, my name is Jeff Roni, and then I was going to chime in, because okay, you normally do.
Ladies and gentlemen, and wolves with one red eye and one black eye, welcome to the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast. My name is Jeff Roni, and I'm seated next to the beautiful
Colleen Roni.
Fantastic. We're here.
We're here.
And now you're here.
Yeah.
And that makes
here.
Me happy.
That makes us all
We're
here.
All here.
We're all here. Yeah.
So I love the show more and more.
Oh, it gets better every week.
Every time I watch the episode, there's more layers to it. Mm-hmm. And I really can't say that a lot about most other shows.
That's true.
So we're happy to be here, and we're happy that you are here listening, and it's been quite a week.
It has
been. There's been some wild stuff going on.
There has been some wild stuff going on. So I got to tell you, I almost seriously considered telling you we should record this like 2 days ago. I was just like antsy to want to, really wanted to talk about it. So,
well, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but you, I'm the podcast guy.
Yeah.
And you weren't all jumping on board full time with the podcast thing. So
you're talking before we did this one.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, 'cause you've done other podcasts before, and because we didn't have any real direction. It was, mm-hmm. When you're just kind of talking about just, when it's just the two of us, I kind of was like, well, we don't have any kids, so we don't have anything to talk about there. We don't belong to any groups or anything like that. So that's kind of, it's just like, why would anybody be interested in us?
Right.
But we now have a very real focus with the show, and that's why I was all on board with it. And plus, I love the show.
Well, we are Lost fans, as we mentioned before, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is I knew this show, this podcast, would not be anything I'd be interested in without you. I'm being honest.
That's very sweet.
I would not have pursued this without you. And so, I tweeted that out. I said, I'm thinking about doing a podcast, but I need to ask the most important question about a co-host. Hmm. And I remember I asked you.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah. So this is all really great. And it's kind of sappy, and people are going, okay, we don't care. But anyway, so
I think some of them will
like it. It's been quite a week.
Yes,
it has. We had the highest traffic numbers this week on Monday ever, period.
It's amazing.
So, and we've also, it was very interesting, we got some traffic hits from a forum. Mm-hmm. About movies and about Once Upon a Time in Turkey.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yep. And
like the country Turkey.
Right. Correct. Well, it's not a Thanksgiving clarify. Joke. No.
Let's clarify.
So, and we, of course, got the... We have the best listeners in the world.
We do.
Really do.
We have some pretty amazing people that follow us on Twitter who are just... Yeah, they're phenomenal. And I love that they interact with us and send stuff and give us their feedback and input, because it really helps us.
Yeah. And for sure, we will be doing a feedback and more episode. We'll be delving into the emails and that kind of a thing.
Right.
So we've got a packed show. We're going to be discussing the episode. We have some voicemails.
Yes.
But we're going to do a feedback and more show. So if we don't get to your email, that's why.
Right, okay. Right.
So, but it's interesting because the people that follow on Twitter and post on the blog, we really appreciate that,
mm-hmm.
is they're ahead of the game. We have the smartest people. Oh, honestly.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're
it's true.
It's amazing. So anyway, let's start off by doing just a brief recap.
Yeah, brief recap. Mm-hmm. Honest to God, this, I mean, I don't even know how else to describe it. It was amazing. This episode was where we got a taste of what it's going to be like when characters start to remember. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Graham kissed Emma, and that just sparked a whole mess of visions that he wasn't sure what they were. And then we saw how he finally realized that it was memories and not dreams, not craziness. And we also saw Regina confirm basically what we kind of already knew, that she's very well aware of who she is and she's very well aware of what's going on. So it was an interesting episode. There was, you know, the sad parts to it and the exciting parts to it, and just some really good dialogue between these characters.
Probably some of the strongest scenes up to this point. I'm mm-hmm. quite sure there's going to be some more, you know, waiting right around the corner. But the scenes with Graham and Emma were just mm-hmm. really powerful.
Oh, yeah,
very much so. And sometimes I think people kind of poo-poo this kind of show, and they say, well, the acting is really kind of throwaway and different
Who's
things.
Saying that?
But
I hope nobody's saying that, because it's totally wrong.
You know, even with Lost, it was like, well, it's all about the mystery, the island. But those were great actors. And the same with this show right here.
So much.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about this. The supporting cast, you know, you've got your main characters. Wow. Trauma there.
Hit the mic, sorry.
the main actors, look, we all know they're really good, really good actors. The supporting characters, I think, are on the same par. I mean, honestly, there's some really good supporting characters that are in the show that you just, you look at and go, man, they make the story come alive, is what I think.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to jump into our review and analysis of the episode. There's a lot here. There always is.
Oh, of course there is.
But we'll start with a fun one. I don't know if you noticed, but the first shot, it looks like the deer and has darts in a dartboard.
But they didn't look like darts.
Okay.
Did you notice that? It looked more like arrows.
Okay.
The angle, the way they, that's what the first thing I thought was, oh my gosh, this deer just got shot with an arrow and hasn't moved. And then that's when the camera pulled out and you realized it was a photograph.
Right. But take a look. Is the opening shot of that is actually a live action or perhaps a CG, whatever. But there is a butterfly flying around the head of that
and
deer.
And it's moving. It's not. Right. It's not mm-hmm. stationary. But then at some point it freezes.
Right.
And that's when the camera pulls back and you realize it's the dartboard.
Yep.
Which is kind of funny.
So we're out your when you go to ABC and you watch it. Just kind of back it up, watch it again, back it up, watch it again.
Yeah.
I do want to take just a quick moment and let you know that ABC is really giving the fans of Once Upon a Time a special gift.
Yes.
They are streaming all the available episodes on ABC.com, the Once Upon a Time section, through the holidays.
Yeah. And actually, there's another thing. There's a marathon on New Year's Eve. So mm-hmm. you can get caught up. You can watch again in case, you know, for folks who don't maybe have DVRs or what have you, they can get caught up again and watch. So it'll be really fun.
Well, and what's really nice is ABC does give a lot of really great information. Not whatever website you go to or whatever to get your Once Upon a Time information. Go to ABC because they have really cool things that they show along the way, like behind the scenes pictures and that kind of thing.
Specifically ABC.com.
Right.
Because there are different ABC websites for like the local affiliate.
Right.
But don't go there. Go ABC.com.
The main one.
That's where you need to go.
But I thought it was really great that they're doing that is because, mm-hmm. you know, they're probably on a schedule and, you know, they want to save server space or whatever. And so certain shows have certain type of, you know, limits and it's showing up to a certain point. But, you know, they're really, I think, giving the fans something special.
Right. So. And what I believe I understood them to say is that this is full series stream. So they're going to have on hand throughout the whole, I guess, season.
Oh, okay.
The most recent five episodes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously, like you said, there's so much space and what have you, but they are keeping the most recent five. So go check it out. But for right now, I believe you can get all of them at this point. Mm-hmm. So.
Perfect.
Check it out.
And the other thing I was thinking of is the picture of the deer when Graham was throwing the darts is it was moving at first. And so maybe that was kind of an allusion to there's a portal, a connection to the two worlds and that kind of a thing. Anyway, some of these things I just kind of toss out on the table.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's probably, you know, it was, like you said, it was an allusion to the fact that he is the huntsman and that that would be what he would normally be doing in fairy tale world anyway.
And Emma's go-to line is, what the hell? When was the last, okay, here's a question. When was the last time she said that?
You're going to make me think.
Or which episode?
I'm drawing a blank. It's probably the last one.
No.
I don't know.
It's a pilot.
Seriously? That was the first time she said that was the last time she said it? Wow.
Yeah. But it's her go-to line.
Okay.
She said it before.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go. We got to do this. I know that we've had some feedback of maybe I shouldn't, but anyway, it's important. It's coming. Believe me. It's like a package in the mail. Okay. In a slow truck.
Mm-hmm. But it's...
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It's kind of caught on the freeway. But it's coming.
Really?
Wow. This is...
You may want to edit that.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's see.
Why isn't it playing?
Hold on. Ruby watch. It took 2 minutes to get there. But anyway. Ruby was on some type of vacation or something.
Was she
not? In the last episode. She wasn't there.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe she was sick.
I thought I saw a little...
No. Okay. The last episode, no. But this one that we saw, like this, the Which heart one? Is a lonely hunter.
Yeah.
She was in that, but the one before... She was not.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because we're not talking about the one before. We're talking about the most recent one. I understand
that, but okay. I'm saying,
I wanted to clarify for myself.
Back, I'm going, so I was kind of...
I know she was in the Lonely Hunter.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I'm just telling you, I was playing Ruby Watch because she was back.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
No reason to play before.
Sheriff is in this one. Sheriff Watch.
That is correct. We'll play Sheriff Watch and hopefully it's not as...
No, don't worry about it right now.
Okay. So anyway, Ruby's back from, I don't know, wherever she was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, they don't go anywhere. Have we talked about this on the show?
Yeah, we've talked about it. They don't go anywhere.
We don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, they don't leave.
Okay. But it was nice to see a classic bar bet in the diner. You know, it grounds it in, you know, reality. I'll bet you can't. Whatever.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of funny.
And then it almost makes me wonder because you know who that is that made the bet, right?
Right.
That's Sydney.
Right.
Who writes for the Daily Mirror.
Correct.
Who is also the Magic Mirror. So I wonder if because he's a mirror, is he kind of immune from the curse? Does he know who he is? Because if Regina knows who she is, maybe he knows who he is.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hear you. Well, I was also wondering about the liquor license of the diner. You know, it was kind of strange.
What?
It was, you know, they were serving liquor.
I don't think it's very strange.
Okay. I'll have to look around. There's people that have probably already looked at all the walls. So if you saw the liquor license, let me know.
Yeah, I don't think there was a problem with that.
Okay.
Besides, it's an alternative reality to fairy tale world. So maybe they don't need a liquor license. Just saying.
All right, I'll just tell the mayor. Oh,
never mind. You don't want to talk to her.
Forget it. Hey, everybody. I just wanted to remind you there's a number of great ways that you can stay connected to the show and get involved. So the first thing is there's a great Facebook fan page. It's at facebook.com/OUAT podcast. There's also our website. It's at onceuponatimepodcast.com. If you want to leave a voicemail, the number is 657-333-0626. Our email is oncepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. It's at OUAT podcast. Thanks for listening, and let's stay connected. On with the show. All right. So Graham says, I never miss. And what I was thinking is the guys in this show are the most precise arrow shooters, knife throwers. They're just amazing.
Is this your first experience with a fairy tale, honey?
No. But I'm just telling you. You know, is him saying I never miss? It's like, well, nobody misses really.
Well, right, because it's okay. They're all fairy tale characters, and right. In the fairy tales,
pointing that out.
Nobody misses.
Okay, and here's a huge thing we can talk about this while.
Okay,
is the women in Once Upon a Time are probably the strongest group of women I've ever seen. If you think about it, normally the men are in charge and the men are in action and doing all these things. But the women in this town are in control.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a female mayor. Great.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you think about the men, they really don't do much. They're doing what women tell them to do, which the mayor, okay, got it.
Right.
But it's just... If you think about it, and we'll get to it, is Graham is a kept man.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's flipped.
Right, typically. And it's,
right?
Yeah.
So, if you really think about the show, the women are the more... For instance, Snow White said, I want to go talk to him, Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't see the men, except for maybe Rumpelstiltskin, being the initiator of something really incredible. The only time it happened that I can remember is when Archie Hopper stood up
to Regina.
But
see, maybe that's the whole point, is that they've been so, taken a back seat for so long that now with Emma bringing, about the end of the curse, maybe that's going to be where the men will step up. But, if you think about it, actually, no. Okay, so what's the reason that Prince Charming is not, like, because he's been in a coma.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is for the most part, there are very few husbands. There are very few fathers,
Right.
So, that's...
But if you read fairy tales, that's kind of the case.
Or Spielberg. There's very few father figures.
In Spielberg.
In Spielberg films.
Hitchcock, too. A little bit.
No. Okay. Let's reel it in.
Yeah, let's reel it in.
But anyway, I just wanted to point that out.
And that's not to say the men are weak, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify that right now.
Right.
Those men are not weak. They're just, they've taken a back seat to the women.
I love throwing in Spielberg there.
Yes, you do.
So anyhow, the Emma says to Graham, it's your life. I really don't care. But actually, Emma is a better huntsman than the huntsman. Because he was chosen by the evil queen because he had no compassion, but he actually did.
He had a heck of a lot of compassion.
So, and we learn in the conversation that Emma and Mary Margaret Blanchard had, that Emma has built a wall of defense around her to keep her pain out.
Right.
And so, in a way, they were sort of meant for each other.
Oh, yeah.
And Graham actually had enough emotion to kind of draw that out.
Yeah.
Of Emma.
Yeah.
And, we probably heard it a million times, but, Mary Margaret Blanchard said, the wall you built to keep out your pain also could keep out love too.
Right.
So, right. And it was just, that's a really a great thing, but that was her defense mechanism. But in Graham's situation, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, but that's because the queen took his heart.
Right.
So he wouldn't feel anything anymore.
Right. And the only time I remember her it really wasn't compassion, but I mean the one scene where she was talking to Ashley, and I think that touched her because it was a similarity in
her life. She understood. Right. And she, frankly, didn't. I think Emma has a lot more compassion than she likes to let on.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, and like, I agree with you. I think that when she was talking to Ashley, I think that whole thing with Ashley, she was being protective mama bear. Technically,
right.
Even though she's not much older than Ashley, she's being a protective mama bear and basically saying, "I don't want you to go through what I did." Sure. That's what I thought. But anyway, so back to what you were going to say.
Yeah. So another powerful scene I thought with Sheriff Graham and Emma was out on the corner, and you know, I thought it was kind of very. It was a variation of the speech that the guys give to, you know, she said when they were talking about, look, I know you're with Regina, you know, it's kind of weird. And I really don't want to be your go-to gal if you're unsure. And he says, I don't feel anything. And so it's the same kind of thing. It didn't mean anything. She means nothing to me. I don't feel with her the same way I do with you. You know, it was just kind of a weird variation of that type of a speech.
Right, so, right.
Yeah. Let's see. During Graham's kiss that allowed him to see into his fairy tale life, he sees his wolf friend, guide.
Right.
With two colored eyes. And so the lost connection was, you know, that we see Dave and all these different people that are helping other people get around. Like Christian and the Black Horse. And I mean, is that what it is now?
I don't know. Well, but remember, well, okay. So the whole point was that, what was it? Man in Black was the one who was putting all those visions in there, or was it Jacob? I can't remember. It's been a while,
right.
But it was one of the two of them that was basically putting them in there so that they would, you know, they were like projections, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was that this was a projection for him or not. I don't think it was the Evil Queen. I don't think anybody was putting it there. I think it was, again, something about kissing Emma sparked.
Well, okay. So,
the memory for him.
So let's throw this out on the table. One of the great listeners posted something on a blog post about this, is that the wolf in the pilot did not have two different colored eyes.
Interesting.
So the one in this episode did.
Very distinct. And he even commented on the fact that one was blood red, the other was black.
Right.
As midnight. So fascinating. Again, we see the colors red and black. That seems to be a running theme.
And what I did is I said, okay, so if we're going to go with that, what people have dressed in red and black.
Right. And that
so
would be
you have Mr. Gold.
Right.
You have Regina, or you have the Evil Queen.
Evil Queen.
And you've got Red Riding Hood and Ruby.
Right.
What do you mean, right?
No, I'm just saying, I agree with you.
Okay. I'm saying that is a possibility. Okay. So, but yeah, I...
Well, and again, don't you find it fascinating that when he was chasing the wolf, after he dropped his keys and he saw the real wolf, not just in his vision from kissing Emma, he saw the real wolf and he, like, followed it and he ran through the woods and started chasing after it. Don't you find it fascinating that right where he lost trace of it, all of a sudden Mr. Gold pops up out of the bushes?
Well, okay, we'll skip ahead and talk about that because I wrote it down. But anyhow, so... Either that was the strangest getup.
Well,
Mr. Gold had on,
and for him to say he was gardening in the
apron,
middle of the forest,
he had the gloves on, he had the galoshes on, all blue, you know. But there was no dirt on there. There was nothing.
No,
it was just
and the shovel. What the heck was that all about?
You know, and so a number of great commenters said, was he digging for something or was he covering something up?
Seeing that's what I think.
And one person said, you know, is he looking for another portal? That kind of a thing.
I would think, if not looking for one, maybe hiding one.
Okay. Well, so that was that. That was the idea mm-hmm. of the
but
post.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now,
but if it wasn't, then here's my thing. He talked about. I thought I remember hearing. I thought he said something about shape shifting or something like that. Didn't he say something about it at one point in time?
Well, okay. This is what I'll say. The only person not in Storybrooke, the only person I remember shape shifting was
Evil Queen.
Right.
Okay. Which is all fine and dandy, but the Evil Queen is not the wolf. I don't think she's shapeshifting to be the wolf.
That's the only one that I remember.
Well, that's the only one we remember. That doesn't mean she's the only one who can.
All right.
So I'm just throwing it out there. I would not be surprised if we find out that Mr. Gold, Rumpelstiltskin, can shapeshift.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, if the same... did you drink water for dinner? You're kind of slurring. So... I think he does appear and disappear in different spots.
Right.
And he could definitely be a shapeshifter, for sure.
It's a possibility. I'm just saying.
So, okay, I want to talk about one more thing, and we'll play some voicemails.
Okay.
Okay. So, Regina talks so regally.
Yeah, she
does. It's like she's on a Shakespearean stage. She cannot just... have a conversation.
No, she can't because she's a queen.
Well, yeah. But it's just, I mean, I've never seen her. I've only a few moments. Like there was one moment in this when she was talking to Graham. And it felt, you know when people are on and people are off?
Yeah.
And they're putting in a neutral and kind of being themselves.
Right.
That was the only moment that I felt that she kind of put it in neutral. Because most of the time when she talks, she's very, you know, from this moment, you know, it's just very
regal. She's very imperious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you said.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just kind of want to bring that out is that it's...
But it stands to reason because she's the evil queen.
Well, okay. All right.
Which, by the way, we don't know her name. I love how she said at the beginning, So, Huntsman, do you have a name or shall I call you... The Huntsman,
right.
Which I know is a tip of the cap to the Disney movie because he was referred to as the Huntsman. He didn't have a name in there either. Mm. And probably not in the storybook either. The fairy tale, the real fairy tale.
Okay, let's play some voicemails.
Okay.
And this is Dave from Michigan.
Sweet.
Hi, this is Dave from Michigan again. Ever since you guys got current, I've been trying to make it a habit to call you every week. I just listened to the fan podcast and watched the show on Sunday night, and I have two theories from the podcast and one from the show. The first one was that you had mentioned that some people had thought that Sheriff Graham could have possibly been the big bad wolf, but the show made it seem like it was obvious that he was the Huntsman. But if any of you have ever watched Lost, you know that they love to have people pop up middle of the next season out of the blue. Seeing that he was raised by wolves, perhaps he was also the big bad wolf, and he'll come in Ruby's origin story that we get in the second episode of next season or the back half of the first season. So that's the first one.
Okay, let's stop here and let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I think I can play and then we'll play the rest of it, I hope.
I hope so, too.
If not, I'm sorry. So, what do you think?
No, I think it's a fascinating, fascinating theory.
I think it's all still on the table.
Exactly.
And actually, I think you're on to something.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
We've said this. We've said this from the beginning. Look, I'm going to be honest. Sunday, the episode was heart-wrenching. It really was. And then about 30 seconds after I got done being all teary-eyed and for Sheriff Graham and for Emma, I realized, wait. These are the guys who killed off Charlie and then we brought him back and lost several times. And not just Charlie, other people.
Right.
So I don't worry that we won't see him again. He's obviously, I don't think he's going to play a prominent role as much as he did before. Maybe he will. Maybe it'll surprise all of us. But I don't, I know we're not going to see, that's not the last of him. That's not the last we're going to see of him.
Sure.
There's no way.
Now, one more thing I'll throw in here and then we'll play the rest of the the very cool voicemail.
Yes.
Is that this is the second episode in a row that's had a heartbreaking end.
Yes.
So we've had two episodes that have a reunion or coming together.
Yes.
And then now we have two heartbreaking ends.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And this, somebody died.
I know.
So, or at least we've. Now here's the thing. I want to register this. I don't know if he died or not. Okay.
He seems to have died. Okay. That's a fair statement. He seems to have died. We don't know that he's dead.
Okay. So we'll talk about the heart thing later. Just remind me and all that. So
absolutely.
We'll play the rest of the voicemail. Here we go.
One was, I can't remember it now.
It's okay.
Oh, was the talking about the king telling the Prince Charming that we know that the new one that's not dead, the unnamed brother, whatever we want to call him now, he was told that if you don't do this, you will destroy this kingdom. Hmm. Perhaps Rumpelstiltskin told the king during their dealings that the marriage had to happen because Rumpelstiltskin knew that he would get the second son to do it, and then he would give up on him to give up on the marriage to go to be with Snow White. Yeah, you know, everything leading up to him being Mr. Gold in the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one was from the show, was the boxes of heart, where she kept his heart on the vault. It's another point that you had been trying to say that Storybrooke is right over top of Fairy Tale Land. But my wonder and question is, there's a whole lot of more boxes there. Is this strictly for hearts, or does she have something of value from each person in their specific vault? What, where is this going to lead? Because it's like you guys talked about in the podcast, and I had heard previously somewhere else, if you see it gone on a shelf in the first act of a show, you can assume that it will be used before the end of the show. So I'm just wondering what is going to come of that. I really love this show that you guys are doing for us, putting on for us, and I hope you keep it up and maybe, you know.
He said it kind of cut off at the end, so.
Oh.
First of all, awesome voicemail.
Totally.
Thank you, Dave. I mean, he mentioned that he's going to call every week, and we thank you so much.
That's awesome.
And, you know, he very kind words about the show. Mm-hmm. And we really, really appreciate that. We do it for you guys. I mean, it's fun for us to talk, but then include everybody else is just even better. So let's talk about his other two points. Do you think Rumpelstiltskin is kind of putting these things together?
Oh, yeah, I think he is. He's very much a puppet master. Because think about it. He's the one who orchestrated the, you know, the child for the king in the first place. He's the one who orchestrated all kinds of stuff.
So
I see him as being a very big puppet master, and he's putting all the pieces and making sure all the pieces run the way they're supposed to.
It definitely looks like we're going to see an origin story for Rumpelstiltskin soon.
Yeah.
But maybe in the last half of this season.
Right.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Looks like. But definitely, I think he duped the evil queen. And I think maybe he got Maleficent to give her the bad curse that would make her mad enough to come to him.
Well, here's the funny thing. What do you want to bet? We haven't seen this yet. He's the one who convinced her to put the sleeping curse on Snow White in the first place.
Right.
And knowing that would just piss her off
right.
when the curse was broken. Because I'm sure he told whomever how to break the curse.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Whoever managed to get Prince Charming there, that's who knew that the curse could be broken.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he knew that if he pissed her off enough, she'd go back to Maleficent because she told her to trade. He probably convinced her to trade the evil, bad, nasty, horrible, awful, wretched curse that she had for the sleeping curse.
Right. Yeah. So
he's the puppet master.
He's behind the whole thing. He's behind the whole thing.
Absolutely he
so,
is.
I mean,
he's the puppet master.
Now, they may surprise me, and it may be somebody else. But I'm telling you, right now, my money is fully on Rumpelstiltskin. I think he's in control. I think he's nudging the whole thing, and he's got the evil queen, basically. It's funny. Rumpelstiltskin's cell is kind of like Lucy's psychiatrist thing. Everybody comes to him for everything. You know, it's like, how do we do this? And what can't tell me the future and all this
stuff.
Oh, you're
talking about Peanuts, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going Lucy. I'm like, I love Lucy. Didn't have a psychiatrist.
No, yeah.
Yeah, when you say Lucy, that's the first one I think of, not Charlie
Lucy
Brown.
Lucy Van Pelt, right?
Lucy Van Pelt.
Okay, anyway. So then the third thing, the Vault of Hearts.
Yeah, the Vault of Hearts, which everyone calls...
That's a card, isn't it, in a game?
No.
The Ten of and the Vault of Hearts?
No, okay. It's the Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
But that, don't you think that's funny? The Queen of Hearts?
Sure.
So I see his point totally, because you're right. I mean, she said, add it to my collection, but she didn't say it was a heart collection.
Right.
She just said it was a collection.
Well.
So there is a very real possibility, and I kind of, that's a very tantalizing idea to think that she's got other things in those boxes.
Well, okay. Absolutely right. Now, what's interesting is how many other people, for instance, probably her whole henchmen group, they have hearts in there.
You think so?
Yeah. Non-feeling, whatever.
Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly.
So, anyway, but yeah, that's a very interesting point, is it's either hearts or something. And then that would kind of allude to the fact that Rumpelstiltskin and the Evil Queen are similar, mm-hmm. in that they collect things from people,
right.
to have a hold on them and a control on them.
Right. And again, you know, again, it would be kind of funny, that would make her the Queen of Hearts.
Right. Now, okay, let's talk about this. I know this point's kind of going long, but I don't think she took his heart.
Well, she pulled out something that looked like his heart, but then it didn't really look like his heart either. It wasn't bleeding. It wasn't beating. It was pulsing, and it was kind of day glow red.
Right. I mean, one of the posts I read said it was an ETR heart thing, so it's kind of funny. So, but I think that she pulled out his soul or his emotion.
Yeah, it's possible.
So that's what I think.
Right.
And I think once you remove emotion, I mean, that's what he kept saying. I don't feel anything. And of course, when you say I don't feel anything, that certainly connects to the heart.
Sure.
So.
No, that's a very good point.
Dave, thank you so very much.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And now here's Tyler.
Hi, this is Tyler calling from the Seattle area. I'm also the host of the A Spoonful of Disney podcast. And one thing I noticed in this most recent episode where we lost the sheriff is that it seemed as if Regina was saying similar things to Emma, where she's like, oh, you take everything from me, you're trying to make my life suck. I can't remember exactly what she said, but along those lines, it reminded me of the kinds of things that she would have said to Snow White, you know, the things when she was talking to everyone, she took everything from me. And, you know, I can't love anymore, thanks to Snow White. So I thought that it was kind of interesting that there was that little connection. I was like, ooh. And then obviously the epic proof that the Queen knew exactly what's going on, because she went down and took the sheriff's heart. So I just thought I'd give that little bit of insight that I thought I noticed in it. And yeah, if any of you like Disney, go ahead and check out my podcast as well. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. I like the name of the podcast, A Spoonful of Disney. That's cute.
And I checked it out. The one episode I was listening to is he went through all the different lands, and he was talking about what maybe should be there and what shouldn't be there. And I think it was very interesting, because I've never thought about that before.
Very cool.
So thanks, Tyler. And I think you bring up some great points.
Yes. So, very much so.
I think flip-flops are done a lot in this show.
Parallel and flip-flops, right. are definitely huge. And I agree. I totally agree with him. I it very much resonated with me that she was saying pretty much the same thing she had said about Snow White. She took everything from me. She took, you know, she made my life miserable. I mean, she definitely said that. So I agree. I think it's very fascinating that, and what's funny to me is I was thinking about that, while he was explaining this, I started thinking, well, wait a second, Emma is of course Snow White's daughter. But here's the funny thing. Remember in the pilot episode or episode 2, I can't remember which one, where she was asking Sydney, well, what have you found out about her? Mm-hmm. She has no idea who she is.
Right.
She doesn't, I don't think she realizes who she is, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
And Henry won't share it with her because he knows, but it's freaking hilarious.
Well, and the question is when did the curse actually happen? Was it when the black smoke rolled over, or was it when she broke the top of the rotunda and sucked everybody out to Storybrooke? If it was the ending section, then Emma was gone way before the curse would have taken place.
Right.
So in effect, she would have no connection to her.
Right.
Only Rumpelstiltskin knew her name.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah.
But Phoenix, there's either the Phoenix from the flames, or it's a town that was in Psycho. That's where it started.
Anyway, I know.
Hitchcock. I love Hitchcock.
I know.
Anyhow, so.
So moving right along.
Let's play another voicemail from Melanie. Here we go. Okay,
great.
Hey guys, this is Melanie from Ohio, and I'm just calling in because I love the show, and thank you so much for doing a great podcast. It's just very cool to see people really into Once Upon a Time, and me and my fiance watch it together, so it's really awesome to get to see another couple watching it together and enjoying it. And I just had a comment on the last episode. I'm really, really upset about Sheriff Graham being the one that dies. There were a lot of rumors and just theories going about, and I just hoped and prayed that it wasn't going to be Graham, but I guess that is the way the writers wanted to go. I guess the Huntsman isn't dead, which is how he can come back, so yay. My only thought on the last episode is, did anybody notice that he was actually awakened with a kiss? We've seen somebody be awakened to the real world, obviously Prince Charming, but we didn't see, you know, him recognize his fairy tale past, his other life, but Graham kissed Emma and remembered everything. So I guess we just have to get these characters to go around kissing each other and then they'll remember everything. And maybe that's how Regina knows. I mean, we don't know necessarily that she came into the curse with all this knowledge. It's very possible that Graham awakened her. So just a theory, and I love the podcast, and thanks.
Thank you, Melanie.
Yeah.
Really appreciate the call.
That's pretty awesome.
So,
and yes, we do love watching the show together. It's there, you know, we have our similar tastes, but very different tastes as well. But this is one where we are very much in agreement with.
Oh yeah. Ethan, absolutely.
With each other. So.
And it's so cool that you watch it with your fiance too.
That's awesome. That's pretty awesome.
So yeah, kissing. This boy is kissing all over the place. And matter of fact, there was one scene when Graham was in the classroom with Mary Margaret Blanchard when she was saying, "My, you know, you're feverish, man. You need to." I thought he was going to kiss her.
I was waiting for that too. I was like, "What if he tries to kiss her?" And that would be really weird. But
well, okay. Here's a little question for you.
Okay,
is Melanie's absolutely right?
Yes,
kissing.
Yes,
gave people flashes, is what they called them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a little bit of like Lost, of their former life. Mm-hmm. So what non-kiss gave somebody a flash?
Well, it was Graham. It was when he touched the wolf.
Okay. So he touched the wolf.
Yeah, he touched the wolf. But I think if he'd touched the wolf before he'd kissed her, I don't think he would have... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it was the kiss that had that... That was the kind of the initial piece that had to happen.
And Melanie's absolutely right. When he kissed Emma... both times.
Yeah.
He saw
yes
those things. And then when he touched the wolf's head, he saw more. But here's the thing is when Graham kissed Emma, she didn't see anything.
Well, she wouldn't though.
But I'm just throwing right. that out on the table.
Right. No. So, but again, remember, she wouldn't because she really didn't have a life in... She had, what, not even an hour. She had like 10 minutes in story... fairy tale land.
Now, to me, it's still on the fence. But when Graham kissed Regina,
yeah,
I'm not sure if that was a flash to her fairy tale life, or if it was just a switch or a.
You're talking about
they call that crossfade or something.
Yeah, you're talking about when he went to her house after he'd kissed Emma,
right?
And he like full on just slammed up against the wall and started making out with her.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that was. I don't think that was. That was the thing I thought when I first saw that was, I wonder if she's not. It's not like she's remembering for the first time because I think she knows, but I wonder if she's remembering. Do you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like an awakening for her, like it was for him. And that was funny because you remember, and this just kind of popped in my head. Do you remember not too long ago in one of the episodes where Henry and Emma were talking and he said, they're asleep. They're all asleep. They don't know who they are.
Right.
That's funny because the kiss woke Snow White. The kiss just woke up Graham.
Right. Yep.
And the funny thing is that, see, if she really believed this, she might have been able to kiss him awake. But see, she let him just lay there in her lap, and that's all we saw.
Yeah. She wouldn't have thought about that.
No, yeah. Mary Margaret would have.
Right.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because remember, Snow White did that to Prince Charming when he was first wounded in the nursery, so.
Right.
Well. Fascinating.
Okay. We have been teasing about this. And the time has come. The time is now. Okay. Now, I don't want to talk on for a long time, but I want to tell you, this show is a dream for us.
Oh, it is.
It's huge. A dream come true that we can do something so fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rare.
Yeah.
And include all of you cool folks out there, folks that may not feel, you know, like they can call and say something or maybe send an email or something. But the people that are just listening, this is a dream come true. It's this really
huge.
Is.
It's huge.
And I think there's something to, you know, dreaming and asking and believing for something.
Dream is a wish your heart makes.
That's right. You know, and I'm not being trite, and it kind of sounds cheesy, but serious here.
We're being very serious because this is something we've wanted to have happen for a really long time, and the everything's just falling right into place.
Well, we're so humbled and appreciative of all you guys, and just it is so cool. But then this happens. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is okay. Here we go.
Hi-ho! Hey, this is Mig Macario from Once Upon a Time I Played Bashful. I just wanted to say hi and wish Jeff and Colleen Roney a happy holidays, and thank you so much for your podcast. I got to listen to some of it. Please keep watching the show and enjoying Once Upon a Time. We love our viewers. And yes, definitely more dwarf action will be coming your way in the new year. So keep watching and keep telling people about Once Upon a Time. Bye.
Wow.
That.
Wow.
And the worst part is we've been sitting on this for almost a week because we had to.
Yep.
And it killed me to sit on this for a week. But I'm telling you that when we heard that, I was blown away. I had no words.
I don't want to talk on too long, but I just want to say this, is that thank you, Meg, for that. First of all,
huge thank you.
Your kindness to us is incredible. And mm-hmm. we love the show, but we really love the cast too. All of you and the rest of the folks are just incredible people.
So much.
And it is so neat that in these days that we can connect with social media and this type of podcast and connect with people. And I just want to say that we appreciate this, but I'm going to tell you that the people that are listening to this show appreciate it as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So, I mean, we are all about kind of sharing this together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this voicemail really kind of shows that the folks involved in this show really care. And so, yeah, thanks so very much.
Huge thank you.
You know, so the folks that are kind of waiting and, you know, kind of sad about Sheriff Graham, you know, listen to that voicemail again. Check it out. I mean, this is what this show is all about dreaming, mm-hmm. about wishing, mm-hmm. about, you know, reaching out, being cool, and sharing something that is hopeful. I mean, mm-hmm. there's not a lot of hope these days, and that's why I love this show. And you know, Meg is so cool. You know, your kindness is just incredible. So thank you so very much. And wow, how do you come down from that? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think we can.
Yeah.
I just don't think we can because, you know, I had to send him a message and let him know that that made my day. I was having such a terrible day that day that he recorded it. And it was horrible. And when I heard that, I was like, okay, that just completely made my day, my week, my month. I mean, it was incredible. It was incredible. Big hugs and kisses to Meg for that, because that was just amazing.
Absolutely. And the one thing I just want to say is, you know, the ratings have kind of slipped a little bit, but let Meg's generosity and his voicemail kind of be a little wind in your sails. You know, all isn't lost.
No, that's true.
We still have a huge fan base of people that love this show.
Look, the fact that it's already in its inaugural season, a People's Choice Award nominee for Best Drama, that's incredible. Second thing is, and I love that the cast are really good about, you know, being very present on social media, like Facebook and Twitter. Ginny Goodwin, Snow White, posted out there. She said, guys, don't be upset about the numbers. Just because the numbers, the ratings weren't nearly as good. She said, you guys don't even see the DVR numbers, and they are huge. So people may not be watching live. And I honestly, I firmly believe part of that is because it's coming up against like Sunday Night Football, and we're coming into the holiday season, and you know, even Amazing Race, you know, is a pretty heavy duty contender. So I don't think we have a lot to worry about. I think we're going to see the numbers jump up again. So don't worry about the ratings. Just trust us.
Again, it's really cool to live in this time when you have the ability to really kind of share your love of a character and a cast of characters in a show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the cast is so cool that they'll let you know back. So we thank you for the kind wishes about the holidays, but mm-hmm. We also give it back out to the listeners and the people that may listen for the first time.
Yeah.
Because of this, mm-hmm. we welcome you to the show. Maybe the folks from Turkey that were on that forum mm-hmm. are listening. So take it and you know, let this be a hopeful thing, you know, because, you know, people were really worried about it, you know, and then Ginny Goodwin posted that. So mm-hmm. It's really, really nice that the cast cares about the fans of the show. And we're just so blown away. So let's kind of, I don't know how I can pull out of that.
I don't either. But let's come back. Did you have some more stuff to talk about the episode? I mean, there's so much more to talk about that episode.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to, So
hit some high points and then,
All right. So I just want to point out that Regina uses deer a lot. She says, listen, deer, deer, deer.
Well, we kind of pointed that out a little bit about Rumpelstiltskin, and it actually Rumpelstiltskin said it. I think even Mr. Gold did quite a bit in the Cinderella episode. So, yeah, but it's funny because it's, you know, that it's kind of like a little sly little play on words, especially talking near the huntsman.
Right. But I also think the beggar woman in the Snow White cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dearie. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah.
So so that's kind of what I was... Yeah. Let's see. Also, the evil queen basically lives in a glass house.
Ooh, yeah. Her castle was wild. That whole castle, which is really funny if you think about it, because that was actually Snow White's father's house.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting.
Well, and there was a shot, an actual push-in crane shot of the evil queen. You could see the wall behind her. And I thought it looked like one of the walls of Mary Margaret Blanchard's classroom with the trees on top of the white background.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But somebody also said Snow White's coffin as well.
Oh, interesting.
And that kind of had the similar
pattern. Mm. Okay.
So another thing I want to talk about is what differentiates between a magic mirror and a regular mirror?
Hmm.
Because when she was sitting, when the evil queen was sitting in front of her little, was it dressing table or makeup table, something?
Yeah.
And the mirror that she was looking in, as far as I could tell, was not, Sydney wasn't, or the magic mirror was not there. Right. But we've seen him kind of pop around to the different mirrors.
Well, I'd be fascinated to see his origin story. How did he get trapped in the mirror? Because I'm betting that's what's going to come up, is he's trapped in the mirror. But he has the ability to move from mirror to mirror because, I mean, we've seen him do it many times. Right. So he chose, there's the mirror up against the wall, but then there was a little tiny one on the table that that's where he appeared.
Right. Is it just the ornate frame?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. Okay. I mean, maybe. Because the big mirror, I mean, that'd be almost too big. You know what I mean?
Right. And that was one of the questions I wrote down, and now I'm going to read it like four or five times. But I wonder if mirrors are listening devices. Because Regina keeps saying, I've got eyes everywhere. Yeah. I know everything. And I wonder if that is one of the ways that she kind of peers into people. So, again, just kind of throwing that out there. So, let's see here. That was a weird thing, is the magic mirror told the evil queen that if she would have killed Snow White when she wanted to, right after her father's death, that could have saved her soul. And I don't know what that really meant.
Yeah, I don't either. So, I would imagine we're going to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even have a theory about that, frankly, because if killing her right then and there would have saved her soul, I'm not sure how that would have even been possible.
Yep, you're right.
Oh, it just came to me.
Okay.
So follow me down this little rabbit hole. So she put the curse on everybody. Snow White's daughter is the one who's going to break the curse, which probably will be the end of Regina and the Evil Queen, right?
Mm.
So if, in fact, he'd killed her right then, she would never have had Emma, in which case she wouldn't be destroyed.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Mm.
Because Henry made the same reference to the fact that there is a connection between Sheriff Graham and Emma, because if he hadn't spared Snow White, she would never have had Emma. Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's what he's referring to, is you could have saved your soul. In other words, she's going to be basically condemned forever.
Yeah. Well, we're at an hour. I did want to do one more fun little thing, though.
Okay.
Can you name all the seven dwarfs?
I can.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Happy, doc, sleepy, sneezy, grumpy, bashful, and dopey.
Okay. Okay.
That's seven.
That's seven,
promise.
Right?
Promise.
We have one more surprise.
We do.
We have one more voicemail.
Really?
Now, people, cinch up. This is... Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm not ready.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go.
Hi-ho! Happy holidays, Jeff and Colleen!
I'm happy. What's your... Michael Coleman! Faustino DeBoto, Walter, and Sleepy.
Mig Macario, Bashful. Jeff Kaiser, Dopey.
Gabe Coot, Sneezy.
Hey! I need another drink.
Keep watching Once Upon a Time, Sundays at 8. We come back January 8th.
January 8th, we come back. That's right.
January, what?
What? That's right.
Bye.
Bye.
Incredible.
OMG. We just got Happy, Michael Coleman. Sleepy, Faustino DeBada. Sneezy, Gabe Kuth. Bashful, Mig Macario. And Dopey, Jeffrey Kaiser. Five of the seven dwarves to call our voicemail and leave a message. I don't even have words.
Guys,
I don't have words.
Guys, you really don't know what that means to us.
That is huge.
Yeah.
It's beyond huge.
So just know that there's a whole bunch of people that love you guys and love the show. And we are more than happy to kind of pass that information along to the watchers of this show. And we really are humbled that you would take the time to call in and leave a voicemail. And just thank you so very much. It's so very kind, the well wishes and the holiday wishes and all that. And I know that you care about the viewers and the fans of this show. So
yeah,
thanks so much.
And I'm gonna kind of add him a little bit. Is that I believe that was Mig Macario's doing.
It probably is. And again, Mig, thank you so very much. You're so kind, and we really, really, really appreciate it. So
we do.
Wow, what a I'm all, oh man.
I know. I know. How do you?
This is a podcast I would listen to. Honestly, I mean, this is
true.
Incredible.
It's, oh my gosh. So, I mean, seriously, that's again, what can you say to that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's awesome. That is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, I got to say this. Our voicemail is still working.
It obviously is.
So we love the folks that have left a message already.
Yes.
But we have room for more.
We do. We do.
And so if anyone else on the cast or crew or Damon or anyone would like to call in and really let the fans know what they think and just to give them a little shout out.
Exactly.
We'll be more than happy to pass it on. And so, yeah.
Well, and we want the fans to call.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Listen, because you just never know who's listening to
right.
our show.
Absolutely. And we'll end there. I'm spent. I'm just so blown away, so happy, so excited. It's just...
Christmas came a little early this year, honey.
Yeah, yeah. So... The one thing I want to say is dream big.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say.
Yeah, because you know what? We dreamed. We thought, oh, if we could get one of them to do it, that'd be awesome. And we got the one. And then we got this one just today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and we didn't even solicit this one. This was purely out of the kindness of their hearts. And that's just mind-blowing to me.
So thank you, thank you. Now, fans of the show... of Once Upon a Time, fans of the show, let them know how much you appreciate that type of thing And this should really give you more wind in your sails. Mm-hmm. To realize that there's a connection there, and they care, they listen, and they're reaching out, and they're using this venue to reach out to you. So this should make your holidays mm-hmm. even more special.
Yeah.
So let's really take this show all the way. You know, I mean, football's not going to last forever.
No,
you know,
thank
Christmas
God.
Shopping's not going to last forever.
Nope.
So, you know, it's time to kind of let's all get together and let's settle down every Sunday night when it's on. Let's watch the heck out of it. And let's really, really take the ratings where they need to go. So
yeah. Tell your friends. And again, go to abc.com.
Yes.
Check
please.
It out. Go
please.
Check out the website. And, you know, just encourage other people to get involved, because it's more than just what it appears. This show is so much more than what you think it is.
Use Get Glue on mm-hmm. your smartphone, and you can check out the sticker cast to learn more about that. And, you know, tweet your friends and go to the Facebook and all these different things. Let them know, but also go to ABC and maybe even drop a little message on ABC.com and leave a little comment. Say how much you love the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's really cool these days is the studio is watching these types of things.
Absolutely.
So let them know how much you care. And Mig and the gentlemen, thanks so much.
It's awesome.
We are here for you guys, honestly. And we really love the show, but, you know, we are really, really just enjoying just a connection with you guys as well. So, wow, I gotta end. I can keep yammering.
I know, we can talk, yeah, but we'll end here.
But that's it for this episode. We're going to have a feedback and more, and we'll talk more about the items I didn't get to. Plus, we're going to read some listener email. So please continue to leave your voicemails and your emails and your connections and all the different things that you come up with. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you. This is for you, and we're just a part of it. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great, great, great day, evening, whenever you listen to this. And we'll be back again. This is Jeff Roney.
And Colleen Roney.
And the Once Upon a Time Fan Podcast.
Bye.